the biometric voters registration entered its third day phase yesterday. The first phase were characterized by a breakdown of machines, unqualified registration, and electoral violence, where people have been shot and wounded in some instances. These problems raised concerns about the ability of the police to deal with violence and the Electoral Commission to handle this year's elections peacefully. Despite these concerns, the EC says it is ready to deal with the upcoming elections. The acting public relations director of the EC, Christian Osupari, said this on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed the ongoing biometric process.
We have started our preparations for 2012 with this registration exercise that will come to a close on the 5th of May, officially to a close on the 5th of May. And then we will do the exhibition, we'll take nominations, and then that will be the final preparation for 2012. So yes, given the rate at which we are progressing, I can say that we are on course for 2012.
The Director of Administration at the Police Headquarters, COP Rose Biwatenga, debunked comments that the service is not up to the task in dealing with electoral violence at some centers and that the service is being biased in dealing with perpetrators. She said the police service is investigating all incidents of violence and would prosecute persons who are found culpable without fear or favor.
The police have not stood by idly. We have made arrests. Accra Region, for example, on the first day, arrested 6 metro men at Dominica who were interfering with the registration exercise. They were sent to court and the case is being prosecuted. In Elmina, there was a young man who did double registration. He has been jailed. We've arrested a young man at Nima who had in possession registration material, that is a scanner. With Ms. Sagare, if you go to Arigo, there was a problem there. The police were there. In addition to that, the issue, that case is being investigated at the National CID headquarters. So wherever we have been called and wherever we have had evidence that something untoward is going on, we dispatch men. Besides our men who are stationed permanently at the registration center, we have backup teams that move to any location that we get evidence. So what we want to tell the general public is that we are up and doing. We are prosecuting those we know the identities and we don't know where they live. We are going to court to get criminal summons to let them go to court.
For his part, the executive director of the West African Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombandi, commented on the decision by the EC to allow prisoners to vote. He said the EC must ensure that prisoners provide accurate information for the registration.
Rules are rules. Principles are principles. Whereas the Electoral Commission would extend to the prisoners the right to register if you do not produce the requirements to be able to register to that. They will not register you. And I think that's the best way to do it. We cannot say that because you have the right as a prisoner to register, you should register by all means, even if you have changed your name or you don't have the right documentation.
You heard panelists on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed the ongoing biometric voters registration. The General Secretary of the Christian Council of Ghana, Reverend Dr. Fred Digby, says the recent incidents of violence in the ongoing biometric registration should alert the security forces, Electoral Commission, government and other stakeholders to be better prepared towards the general elections. He said there is a need to do all it takes to ensure peaceful elections and maintain the peace. Reverend Dr. Digby made the remark at the induction service of the Resident Minister of the United Church, Reverend Ishmael Nzeba Ganza in Accra. Priscilla Uswansa was at the ceremony and filed this report.
Reverend Dr. Digby described the incidents of violence in the ongoing biometric registration as unfortunate. He cited little education by the EC and NCCE as one of the contributing factors.
We expected that as any new thing has teething problems, the biometric will have its challenges. But we did not expect that it would go the extent to which it went. When we have analyzed, it seems to us that one, there wasn't enough education of the people by the Electoral Commission or the NCCE. Sometimes people heard what they heard, but they probably did not understand it. It has to do with the cluster, that this is not ending, it is continuing. So the first round people rushed, the second round they rushed, now the third round, we hope that we would have learned some of the lessons from the previous ones and not repeat some of these mistakes. We have also seen that some of the equipment have broken down. We hope these things will be repaired so we can have an avenue for registering people.
Reverend Digby said Ghanaians have become complacent and taking the peace being enjoyed for granted. He said Ghana is no different from countries that have been plagued by war.
Sometimes Ghanaians are complacent. It has been said that we are peace-loving people, we have successful elections, so we tend to take a lot of things for granted. Yes, we are peaceful, but there's no guarantee that people cannot be provoked and push the war. So we should not take it for granted. In fact, there are certain things we should not desire to see. It is always said that prevention is better than cure. If we can and we must do everything to entrench our democracy and our peaceful credential.
The inducted minister of the Unity Church, Teshinungwa Estate, Reverend Ishmael Nziba Gansa, was commissioned into priesthood by the Methodist Church in 1994. For the past 18 years, he has pastored many Methodist churches. He also worked with the Volta River Authority as a Deputy Chief Executive, Resources and Services. In his response, Reverend Gansa promised to work with commitment and love for the congregation.
Priscilla Usmansa reporting.